Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning. Every Arizona homeowner's Saturday morning tradition for almost 27 years. If we were half as smart as we think we are, we'd figure out a way to do this show from the Bison Ranch every weekend in the summer. Broadcasting live from the Heber Overgaard area for the annual Crawfish Festival, which starts at noon today. We'll have crawfish coming out of the pots right at noon and going through 9 o'clock tonight.
Until they're gone.
We've got music. We've got the family circus. We've got bounce houses. We've got things for all ages to do. And I've never been so hungry for a barbecue rib at 8:30 in the morning my whole life.
That ain't crawfish they're cooking over there right now. It smells really good.
They got the smokers going really early. What's going on? What are they cooking over there?
Well, we brought in a couple additional food vendors just to add a little bit more variety of Cajun, and that's actually Bobby Avery of the Arizona Crawfish Company. That's his smoked rib recipe, and he's got Corey running it right now, getting it going.
Smells good. All right.
To our callers,
I think we should.
767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Tom in Glendale, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, we've got a golden burl cactus that's got little arms coming off the side. Can a guy take those off of there and transplant them for more cactus?
They're coming off of right out of the cactus or down at the soil line around the base?
Right off the side of the cactus. There's about 7 of them.
Well, you can, but you're going to damage the mother plant.
Okay.
So I would probably advise against it.
Just let them grow?
Just let them grow. You'll just have a cluster. They're kind of cool looking. You'll end up with a clustered effect on that golden barrel, and that, they're kind of neat. But I think, you know, for the sake of, you know, if you don't really know what you're doing and it's really going to damage, you know, you're going to end up sacrificing the one plant, and the others may or may not take either. So if you got a nice golden barrel and it's going to be a nice cluster, I'd probably just leave it like it is.
Okay. Now, you're closing out up here on McKelp's.
Right.
You got any fertilizer left up there, the big bags?
All the fertilizers and chemicals and weed killers and everything else have been moved to the Scottsdale location.
Oh, well, we'll have to pack a picnic lunch one of these days and come see you.
You know what? It's worth seeing.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
On cactus, John Jay, what is it when you see the rare saguaro that has like that mushroom top on it?
I call it a crested.
Crested. Now, what creates that effect?
Well, it could be a number of things. It could be that an insect, when it was young, damaged it. Usually it's from some type of damage that might have occurred. Or, you know, we do get mutations in nature that just they come out and do some weird things. Just happens in nature all the time. But it can also happen as a response of maybe a little bit of damage of some kind, a bird or something got in there and, you know, caused it. And then it just kind of heals itself, and that's how it ends up with that crested appearance. And that can happen in a number of different kinds of cactus.
It's a good look. I like it.
Well, Tom from Glendale, we appreciate the call. We are broadcasting in Heber Overgaard, and now we're going to bring and Diane from Green Valley, all through the power of radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. Just don't send the white coats out after me. I was telling Jennifer. I have a full-grown mesquite, and it's making this popping, crackling noise. I've checked for bees. I don't see any bees. What is that? Is it the bark expanding, ready to flake off, or just what's making that noise?
When does it do it?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah. I can stand there, and I mean, it's just crackling and popping all the time.
Okay, does it do it in the winter, just in the summer?
Well, I've just noticed it this past few months when I go out into the yard and check the yard over and work in the yard. I walk past it, and it'll be making this noise.
Now, John Jay, you keep her occupied on the phone while the while the white coat ambulance pulls up the driveway, okay?
That's what I'm
afraid. Well, I would guess that it very well might be that you're hearing the expansion just like you do in a house sometimes when the house heats up or cools off, and a 2x4 stud kind of twists or stretches, or you get those popping sounds in your house. Well, it could very well do the same thing in a tree. And mesquite's got kind of a twisted, grainy bark or a makeup to it. So it could be, especially if you were watering it a lot, perhaps. If it's taking lots of moisture, it might be expanding as it gets warm. All that to say is I really don't know.
How close is it to a house or a patio?
Oh, it's at the very end of my yard. I have a big yard. It does get watered, but no deep watering. And another thing about it, I noticed that the leaves are dried close to the trunk, but they're nice and green on the tips. Is that normal also?
That could be somewhat normal. Your older leaves that are back in towards the trunk are just aging, and they could just be, especially if you're watering a lot, it may be have a little nitrogen deficiency and it's putting on lots of new growth real quickly and using up a lot of that old nutrients.
Let's make sure we have her name and number, because these are one of the curiosity things. Sometimes I just got to go down and see it.
On the House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.